The following shiur has been presented by Harav Noach Isaac Olbaum, Rav de Kahal Nachlas Yitzchak de Queens, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This shiur has been dedicated by Rabbi Chaim Black, Le'ilu Nishmas Ari David ben Yitzchak Aaron Zichroni Levracha.
We are now introducing some very important yesaidis regarding Hilchas Brachas, with regard to Mesechtas Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei, Periketz et Mevarchim. It is well known that there is a klal godel in birchas hanehen, and before a person is able to be nehenna from any food, that is halacha that he must make a bracha rishoyna. Bracha rishoyna, the chiv is that he has to make a bracha even if he eats only a kol shehu. And the Gemara right away here in the beginning, in Periketz et Mevarchim, the Gemara asks, what is the mocker, what is the yesoid of the chiv of the bracha rishoyna before eating? And the Gemara answers that the chiv bracha is a result of a svara. The svara is that also loy liyodom sheyehenem in oilam hazeh b'loy brocha, that it's also for a person to be nehenne in oilam hazeh without a brocha, b'chol hanehenem in oilam hazeh b'loy brocha is moal, so he's moal, and it's kilu he's nehenne mekosh shemayim. Also we find that they were machmer regarding a brocha, and Chazal have said that kol hanehenem in oilam hazeh b'loy brocha, one who is nehenne from this world without making a brocha, is kilu goyzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Knesset Yisrael. It's as if he gazels from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also from Klal Yisrael. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu he gazels the brocha that he should have made, and from Klal Yisrael he is gazeling that Shaperes Eloikin because of this chait. Eating without a brocha causes a liquid in the peres. The peres do not grow properly, peres become ruined. As pointed out in Rashi, Mesechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Divrei Maaseh L'Knesset Yisrael. And therefore we find something very interesting, that there is a great chiddush. Some of the Achronim point out, as one can see in the Shalos Yeshuvos for Elot L'cho Shloime, from Agoyin of Shloime Kliger in Siman Shin Chof Aleph, who considers eating without bracha, and achil without a bracha is considered to be gzeila mamish, with all the chumras that are connected with the gzeila. And therefore, in the same way that one is not allowed to do a mitzvah with a dovar, with a chefetz hagozel, because we know that this is called a mitzvah of aveira, similar to lulav hagozel, someone gozels the lulav. We all know that one is not yotzeh because it's a mitzvah of aveira. So too is mechadish of Shloime Kliger, that if someone, for example, would eat matzah b'leil Pesach without making the bracha of hamotzi, he would not be yotze the chiyuv of achilas matzah, because this is a mitzvah of aveira. The mitzvah of achilas matzah was done through an aveira of gezeila by not making a bracha. And it's pointed out that one might ask a question: how is it shayach that the lack of a bracha, which is only an aveira drabonon, how would that be able to passel a mitzvah deraisa such as achilas matzah? And the answer is that the din of mitzvah bo aveira, we find that even an aveira drabonon and a mitzvah deraisa, we see that the aveira is ma'akiv the mitzvah. As one can see beferish in Rashi, Mesechtas Psachim Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the Ramaschal Demai. So this is a tremendous chiddush of Agoyin of Shloime Kliger, that if someone's mekayim a mitzvah achilas matzah without making a bracha, being that it has a din of gezeila, we apply the halachas of mitzvah bo aveira similar to lulav hagozel. It's kedai to point out against this idea, which is a shakel v'tarya and a disagreement from Agoyin Ramot Chalai Winkler, one of the great Goyim of Gedoyla Ungarn, in the Shal Tshuvas Levushay Mordecha, Chele Gimel Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. Now, based upon this fact, that we find that Be'ovo in Bitl Birchas and Ahed and Aperis Loikin, from what Rashi has told us, that by being mevatel birchas hanehenen, meaning eating without a bracha, this causes a kilkel in the peiros, it causes destruction in the peiros. There are those, therefore, that explain that why is it that Rabbeinu HaKodesh started Mesechtas Brachos, right? Mesechtas Brachos is in the beginning of Seder Zeroyim. What does Mesechtas Brachos per se have a shaykhis to Seder Zeroyim? And Mepharshim explain that being that in the Aveira of being Mevatel, Birchas HaPeiros, we see that in fact that the Peiros become destroyed, that there's an Oidish on the Peiros, so therefore Rabbeinu HaKodesh found it appropriate that before Hilchus Roim, before someone basically wants to know what he is to do when he's planting and he wants to find Hatzlach in the Peiris as a result of his Roim, that first one should really learn Hilchus Brachis, because it is in the schus of the Brachis that one would make, he will have a Brach in the Peiris. So in fact, therefore, there is a very strong shaykhis to the union of Masechtas Brachas, to the union of Seder Zroim. Because lack of Brachas, we find that HaPeiris Loikin. So in order, therefore, to have a Bracha in the Peiris, therefore one should really learn Masechtas Brachas, to be able to make Brachas appropriately, and thereby, in schus of the Brachas, there will be a Bracha in the Peiris. Now we have mentioned that Bracha Rishayna is quite chomer in the sense that there is a chiyuv to make a bracha rishayna even on a kol shehu. And we find, in fact, we find in the rishayna, one can take a look in the Rosh, Perek Vav and Masechtas Brachas, that point out that the reason that the Gemara really gives us for Berchas and Ahenen, which is that it's also Lehenes of an Olam Azeh B'loi Bracha, and being if that's the yisoid of making a bracha because it is also Lehenes, Achilas Mashu is also considered to be a Hanoah. And being that Achilas Mashu is also considered to be a Hanoah, and it is also Lehenis Menoelam Azebele Brocha, that is the reason why one is Mechuyif to make a Brocha Afilu Anakol Shehu. So now, being that the Gemara connected and linked that the Chiyuv of making a Brocha, that the Chiyuv of Berchas Anahenen is totally in a Svara, so now we find the Poiskim, I'm Barambam Perkalav in Hilchas Brachas, to point out that even though Mitzarechot, Birkas Anahenen, right, the Chiev really is not Minatoyev, it's only Midrabona. That's what it would seem. It would seem because being it's based upon a Svara, and it's not written the Ferish in the Posik, so it's simply, if it's based on a Svara, so it would seem therefore that Birkas Anahenen does not really have a Chiev Minatoyev, only Midrabona. I and also Barashi, Mitzarechot Brachas, however, we find an incredible chiddush, regarding bracha rishayna, and that is the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. Here in Mekoymoi, in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei, the Pnei Yeshua says that when something is learned out Mikoyach Svara, it is v'meila considered as if it is written in the Torah. Because we find many times in Shas, where the Gemara asks the Kasha, Lomli Kro Svarahu. Why do we need a Pasik? After all, it is the Svara. Ein Ksubis Dab Chobbeis Amar Aleph, Ein Bavikamet Dab Membobom and Beis. So we see that the Gemara considers the strength and the power of the Svara, that it has the Koyach as if it would be written in a Pasik in the Torah. And therefore it says the Pnei Yeshua, that being that there is a Svara, as the Gemara says, to make a Birkas Anahenen, to make a Bracha Rishoino, so Mamela, according to the Pnei Yeshua, Bracha Rishoino, before one eats, is Be'emes, it's a Chim Medaraisa, like many mitzvahs in the Torah. Just like many mitzvahs in the Torah, which are certainly mitzvahs Deraisa because they are written in the Torah, says the Pnei Yeshua, that Hu Adin, Chiev Brachas, Chiev Bracha Rishoino, being that it's based upon a Svara is a Deraisa. And therefore, Chiyuv Bracha Rishayna, in fact, is a deraisa. And the Pnei Yeshua goes on and says, that L'chayre, you may ask a kasha, that how am I able to say that brachas are a deraisa? Everybody knows that there is a well-known klal that sofik brachas lahokul. That in case, if we have a sofik, whether we made a bracha or not, we don't make a bracha over again. When we have inyonim of sofik brachas, we go l'kula. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, according to my opinion, that I've just told you, that a bracha rishayna is a chiv deraisa, so why do we say sofik brachas lahokul? After all, we all know that sveika deraisa lechumra. So the Pnei Yeshua, he says, that this is not a kasha. Because if we were to be machmer in the case of sofik brachas, it means that on the other side, that we are makel in the isra of making a bracha levatola. And mamela, therefore, there's two sides of the same coin. Avada Mitzarechot, one would think and be inclined to say that B'mokim Sofik, we should really make a bracha, but there's a price to pay. Because whenever you're making a bracha, in fact, you are mentioning the Shem Hashem. And the Shem Hashem is not allowed to be mentioned, Levatola, only when there's a real Chiyuv. The tiny of the Bnei Yeshua. The reason we say Sofik Brachas Lahokal, because we are not stam able to be machmer in the case of a Sofik, because this is a Chumrah on one side which carries a great Kula on the other side. It means that we would be make on the Shail of a Brachal of Atola. This is mentioned, this is the Shita of the Bnei Yeshua, that a Bracha Rishayin is really a Deraisa, because Svara is a Deraisa. It's important to note that the Tzlach bin Koimoi, Bemis does not agree. The Tzlach is Choylik on the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, and according to the Tzlach Bemis is Mitzamtzim the Koyach of his Svara. And Memela, the Tzlach says that what type of a Svara, what type of a Svara do we say that it has a Koyach like a Koyach Deraisa? That is only a type of a Svara where the Gemara itself elevates the strength of that particular Svara like a Deraisa. And the Gemara, for example, would say, Lomali Kro Svarahi. However, says the Tzlach, not all Svaras have the same strength, don't have the same power. And Memela, a Svara that the Gemara itself was not Megaladas, that Svara is like a Deraisa, we on our own, says the Tzlach, are not able to confirm and establish to say that our Egan Svara has a Koyach like a Koyach Deraisa. Because otherwise, says the Tzlach, because if you're going to maintain that any time that our Seichel dictates a Svara, and if you're going to tell me that this has a Koyach like a Deraisa, then the question might be, why did the Torah have to write so many mitzvah sichlius? There are so many mitzvahs that we would understand these mitzvahs to do it based upon our Seichel. After all, the Svara itself is a Mechayev. And being that we find that the Torah found it necessary to record and to write various mitzvah sichlios, it means because the Torah did not trust our own Svara to be able to elevate it to a deraisa. In addition, also says the Tzlach, that this Svara which is Mechayev to make a Bracha Rishayna, which is the Svara that's based upon that it's Osir Lehenois Min Oilam Azeh B'loi Bracha, that Svara is a Svara which is applicable to all mankind, not only to the Jewish people. L'chayra, that is a Svara that's shy to everyone. And if we say that this Svara is like a Deraisa, or Ibazoi, one might ask, then Birkas and Ahena should be a Chiv even on a Bnei Noyach. Why is it that only Klal Yisrael are Mechuyiv to make a Brocha? And therefore, Kalponim, so the Tzlach maintains that Chiv Brocha really is not a Deraisa. It is only Drabonim. Mitzad Hasheni, one would be able to bring a Raya to the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, that his Tzvara is very strong, and it's considered to be as if it's written the Torah, and that would be in the parish of the Chizkuni ala Torah. The Chizkuni asked the Kasha, embraces Zion, regarding the fact that we find that the Anshe Doramabel, that they were Nenash in their Averis. And the question is, why were the Anshei Doramabel, Nenash, because of their Averis, after all, they were not mitzuva on mitzvahs? And also in the Rambam, Bereishis Vav Yud Gimel, and also in the Klichemdo, Bereishis Gimel. And the Chizkuni answers that there are certain mitzvahs that people are mechuyev to keep them, mekoyach svaras adas, even though they were not mitzuva. Not all mitzvahs does one need a special tzivui in order to be chayin. For example, we see that Kayin was nenash on Shvichas Domim, even though we don't find him being nitztave against Shvichas Domim. And Amela, being that the Doramabel were over on these type of mitzvahs, that the Svar is mechayiv to keep them, therefore they were nenash. So we see from the Chizkuni that a mitzvah sichli is bemes is a deraisa. Also another raya that is far the Pnei Yeshua, we find is brought down by Hagoyin Rabbi Yosef Engel, the great Goyin Hagoyinim, Ayin in his Sefer, Gilyoni HaShas, Masechtes Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei, Ayin also in the Sefer, another Sefer, a very wonderful Sefer of Rabbi Yosef Engel, which is the Sefer Beis HaOitzer, encyclopedic work, Mareches Aleph, Klal Kuf Lamed Aleph, and similarly we can find also that Hagoyin Rabbi Shemishkov Zatzal was also Machadish, in his Sefer Shar Yosher, Chelik Beis, Shar Hei, Perik Beis, that there are certain mitzvahs which are based upon the Seichel of Bnei Yodom, and the Koponim, Goyin of Yosef Engel, as pointed out in his sefer Gilyon HaShas, brings in the Muki Yosef to Masechet Bava Metzia, with the Muki Yosef there in Bava Metzia, Daf Chof Ches on the base, we can find it Medafei Harif, by the way, the Ramatkal Dvar Torah. We find this Medafei Harif on Daf Chof Ches on the base, regarding the sugya in Masechet Bava Metzia on Daf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph, where Omer Rabbi Yochanan, we find Rabbi Yochanan said that Dvar Torah Mois Koinis, a well-known machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, Midaraisa, what is the nature of the kinyan? What does a person do? Does he need mois or is it mishicha that is koinis? Rabbi Yochanan says that Dvar Torah that Menat Torah Mois Koinis, it is money that makes a kinyan, which means the lokeach, the buyer, gives money to the moicher, and with the money that he gives to the moicher, he's koinis the chepetz. Says in the Mukhe Yosef there on the Rif, as mentioned, Dab Chof Ches Omed Beis Medafei Harif, that even though Rabbi Yochanan said Dvar Torah Mois Koinis, that Minat Torah Kesef is the kinyan, says in Mukhe Yosef, he did not learn it out from any posik, but rather Mois Koinis is Misvar B'Alma. Rabbi Yochanan really derived it from a self-understood a svara, because the seichel is mechayev that money should be a kinyan. Why? Because raiv kinyonim are done with money. So in any case, what we see from here, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, a svara that is accepted by the Hamoin Am is considered to be a dvar Torah. However, there's still room to be chayker regarding the yisoid of the chiyev and the mechayev of Birchas Anehena. And that is the Shaila, the Chakira that we find in the Akhrenim. What is the Guf HaChiev? What is Bemez the Mechayev, the nature of the Chiev of a Bracha Rishayna? Is the purpose of a Bracha Rishayna to come to be Matir the Achila? In other words, it is a Matir, that without the Bracha you're not allowed to eat. One might ask, what does it mean? What does it mean that an Achila needs a Heter? Well, being that we find that the Pasuk says, L'Shem Ha'aretz Imloyo, that everything really originally starts out, it's Oymed Bishus Gevoyah, it stands in the Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore everything really has a din like Hegdish, B'doymet HaHegdish. And if everything is Doymet HaHegdish, it means that in a certain sense, there's an Isser HaNoah on the Machel, there's an Isser HaNoah on the food, and therefore if someone is Nehenem B'loy Bracha, it's Ki'ilu, he's Nehenem in HaHegdish. As we find Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel saying, and therefore, Chazal and Mesakin and Bracha to be Matir the Achila. The purpose of the Bracha is to remove the Iser. Bracha, in other words, is similar to Pidyim in a Hegdish. The same way when someone is Pidyim in a Hegdish, he's allowed to have Hanoah because he has removed the Inyan of Hegdish. So too, the Inyan of a Bracha is Ki'ilu, he is Pidyim in a Hegdish. And therefore, it means that the Bracha, therefore, is a Matir. That's one way of understanding the Mechayiv of a Bracha. The Mechayiv of a Bracha is to be Matir the Achila. Mitzad Hasheni, we can learn that there is no Isser HaNoah on the food. But rather, the Mechayiv of the Bracha is Begeder Mitzvah, not Begeder Matir. Chazal were mistaken to make a Bracha, Levarach, Lehoidish, Lashem, to make a Bracha and to thank a Kodesh Bracha for the food before we have HaNoah. In other words, the bracha is similar like taking reshus from the balabayis to eat from the food that's in the house. So Mamela, so comes out b'kisser, the two tzedodim. Do we say that the gather of a bracha, it is b'gather dover hamatir, it's matir in Easter, or is a bracha b'gather mitzvah? The truth is we find kamach reidim and ayin bozeh in the tzlach masechtes brachas, daf mem gimel amud beis. So there are Achrayim that want to bring a raya that the taklos of a bracha, that the get of a bracha, is to be matir the achila. In other words, the purpose of a bracha is to remove the isra me'ila and to be matir the machal bahanoah. Where is the raya? The raya would be from Berkas HaReach. Because we find a very interesting gemara in Masechtes Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel on the base. We find that Rav asked the question, Minayin Shemabarchan al Areach. How do we know that you make a bracha on smelling something that is like the summit? That you make a bracha for Reach, it's not eating, you're smelling. Minayin Shemabarchan al Areach. And the answer was because the Pasuk says, Koil HaNeshama Tahalil Ko. Ezehu Dover What is something that only the neshama is nehena, but not the guf? That's the reyach. And the pasuk says that kol neshama tahalko. So the question is, what b'chol the havimina? Why did Rav find it necessary to question? How do we know that you make a bracha on birchas areyach more than any birchas anehena? In the same way that we make a bracha every time that we eat and we have hanoah, we have to make a bracha rishoyno. What would be the havimina that on reyach one should not make a bracha? After all, one has hanoah from reyach as well, and we already know that also lehenis benoyel mazeh b'loy bracha. So what is b'chlal the shaylem and nayin shemavarcha na reyach? What would be the havimina not to make a bracha? But the emphasis is that Rav had a kasha, because there is a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, where the Gemara says there on Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph that koil umara v'reyach ein behem mishmeila, because it's a davar shem b'mamish. That we know that if somebody has hanoah from reyach of hegdish, there's no din meila. So being that on reyach there's no din meila, so there would have been a havimina that reyach, the hanoah of reyach, does not need a bracha. Because even by kotche shemayim mamish, if someone smells and has hanoah from the reyach, there's no din me'ilim min ha-Torah. There's only a din iser midrabonah. So therefore, Rav had a havimina that simply mitzad the chiyah kloli, general chiyah for birchas anehenem, there might not be a chiyah bracha on reyach. And being that reyach has taka hanoah, being that reyach taka lamaita has a hanoah, even though there is no me'ila, so Rav had to find a new source. Rav had to find a new source that the reyach that produces hanoah, even the type of hanoah which is not a physical hanoah, it is only a hanoah shaneshom and a head boy. We need a special pasuk that even for that kind of hanoah, although there's no me'ilim in atayrib, therefore we have to find a special limud that there's a mocker, there's a source that birchas hareyach is required from the pasuk koil hanoshom atalakoh. In any case, so l'chay from here we see that the tachlis of a bracha is to be matir the Yisra Hanoah of Hegdish. And therefore there was a havimina that possibly there's no chiyah bracha on reyach because there's no me'ilah on reyach. On the other hand, there's also rayas to the other side. We also can find rayas that the machayev of birchas anehenen is not to remove an Yisra. That the machayev of birchas anehenen does not come to be matir and achila. But rather, the aside is, it's begetter mitzvah. In other words, it's a mitzvah, levarach lehoidesh, on the food before the hanoah. What's the raya? The raya is from the din of someone that is tomei or a balkari. We find him as his brachas, daf chof aleph omer aleph, where the Gemara talks about that someone who is a tomei or a balkari, being that he's tomei, he cannot make a bracha, so he eats without a bracha shalafoneo. Now, l'chayre, if he would take the first tzad, if we say that the tachlis of a bracha is to be matir the iser that's upon the machol, what entitles a balkari to eat without a bracha? L'chayre, he should not be allowed to eat until he toivels and he purifies himself. Because after all, where did the iser hanoah go without a bracha? How did he remove? What does it mean that being that he's a balkari, he should be entitled to eat and be over on an Isra Hanoah without a bracha? In other words, in the same way that we find that Isura Achila are Osir Midrabonon, right, to Achila Shehem Bo Isakona, so too a balkari should be Osir to be in Hanabalai Bracha. Is a chayra mashma from here that a chiyah bracha is not a matter of an iser, it's begat a mitzvah. And being that the balkari is also to make a bracha, he doesn't have a mitzvah. And my mill is allowed to eat without a bracha. Based upon this, if we take this thought that a chiyah bracha is begat a mitzvah, we are able to really explain another shayla, a very perplexing shayla in Masechtas Brachos, with the Gemara there in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, brings down that Rav Chisda was asked the following question. If a person ate without a brocha, ma'u sheyivarech la'acha she'ochal. A person ate without a brocha, what is the din? Does he have to make a brocha after he ate? So Bemis, if we say like the first tzad, that the tachlis of a brocha is merely to be matir, to remove the isa me'ila from the machol, to be matir the achila, then what bechalal is shayach to make a bracha after he ate? After all, the isra already was done, and a bracha that he would make after achila certainly is not capable of being mafkia the isra l'matreya. And therefore the shayla of the gemara bechalal is not moving. On the other hand, if we say that a bracha is begetter mitzvah, it's a chiyuv mitzvah, then we can clarify shayla whether it's shayach to be mekayim this mitzvah even after he ate, and to be medame similar to mitzvah's tevila, where we find that a bracha is made after tevila. So here too the shayla was whether it's shayach to be mekayim the mitzvah of bracha after the achila. One can see more about the shayla in the Sefer Tzioinim L'Torah Siman Zayin, also in the shayla of the Tshuvas Chassan Sefer Siman Lamed Zayin Omud Reish Lamed Hei, and also in the Sefer Emek Brocha, the Agoyin Rabari Pomeranchik, the Chroin Lavrocha, and Omud Nun Vov. The emphasis is, there's another Inyan that L'Chayra is told in these two Tzedodin, whether the Chiv Brocha Rishayna is a Matir, or whether the Chiv of Brocha Rishayna is Begeder Chiv Mitzvah. Then we find a very fascinating Machlaikis regarding an Oinen. Whether someone who is an oinen, whether it's mechuyev to make the bracha of birchas hamotzi. In Masechtas Brachas we find daf yud zayin amud beis, where the Gemara says there that mi shemeisoy mutal lefonov, someone who has a mess before him, ubala echol, and he wants to eat. So the Gemara says that einoy mevorach does not make a bracha. However, the Gemara there is soisim. The Gemara does not explain which bracha does he not make. When the Gemara says that Einem Mevorach, that an Einem does not make a bracha, is the Gemara referring to the Birchas HaMoitzi? That the Einem does not make a Birchas HaMoitzi? Or maybe it's referring to Birchas HaMozoi? That the Einem potched is potted from benching? Bemis, regarding this Shaila, we find a Machlekes Rishayinim. Rashi, for example, over there in Divra Maschel, Einoy Mevorach, Rashi explains, what does the Gemara mean that Einem Mevorach does not make a bracha? That this is referring to Birchas HaMoitzi. Why? Because in the same way that an Oinen is potter mekol mitzvahs, so too an Oinen is potter from the bracha of HaMoitzi. On the other hand, it's the shita of the Kolboy. The shita of the Kolboy is that when the Gemara says that the Oinen is Einem Mevorach, that's referring to Birchas HaMoitzi. That the Oinen does not make a bracha on benching. However, he does make the Birchas HaMoitzi, because it is osir lehenois min oila mazeh b'loi brocha. So l'chay we have to understand, what is the yisoid of their machlekes? So bemis, based upon what we have just said, that there are two ways in understanding the havona of the chiyev of brocha rishayna. Is he talking of the machlekes rishayna between Rashi and the Kolboy, is toloi in the mahus of Birchas HaNehenen. The Kolboy, who is of the opinion that an oinen does make the bracha of HaMoitzi, is because clearly that the Kolboy goes with the opinion, he holds, that the chiyav of the bracha Rishayna, is begeder matir. It comes to be matir, the isra me'ila, the isra hanoah that's on the machol, and therefore the oinen has to make a bracha, even though he's an oinen. Because the petur of an oinen, the halacha that an oinen is potter is only from mitzvah saseh. However, the Chachamim never were matter the oinen to be over any yisurim. And being that someone who is the hand of the bracha is moil, so therefore, Birchas HaMoitzi, therefore, is similar to other mitzvahs loy saseh that is not allowed to be over. Einen the Sefer Shevet Yehuda from Rav Yehuda Ayashi, Radei Simon Shin Mem Aleph. On the other hand, those poskim hold that in fact that an oinen is potter from the Birchas HaMoitzi, because they go with the opinion that Birchas HaMoitzi is begeder mitzvah. If Birchas HaMoitzi is merely begeder mitzvah, so in the same way that an oinen is potter mekol mitzvahs, so to an oinen is also potter from the Birchas HaMoitzi. Let us merely conclude with the Gemara that we started with. The Gemara mentions again in Masechtas Brachos, right in the beginning of Kesed Mavarchim, that call on the head min oilam azeh b'loi brocha, the Gemara says that skilu goyzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One who is the head min oilam azeh without a brocha, it's as if he's goyzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Rashi says there something very interesting. Rashi teaches that what is the gzela? What's the nature of the gzela if someone eats without a brocha? So Rashi says the nature of the gzela is that goyzel is brochosoi. That he gazels from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gazels the brocha. The Mefarshim asks, why doesn't Rashi say kipshuta the way it is mashma? That if someone eats without a bracha, so be'emes, he's goizel the fruit. Why does Rashi say that the gzela is not on the fruit, but rather he's goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the pashtus, what it means is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'maise gives peiros for mankind that they should eat. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from you is the bracha. So Mamela, if one eats without a bracha, the pshat is he took away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu the bracha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu expects an exchange of the machal, the food that he gives you. The question is, what need does a Kodesh Baruch Hu have in the bracha? What personal need that we're saying that he gazled the bracha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So the Shlach Kodesh explains Bederach HaKabbalah that all the brachas that Yid make actually bring down a tremendous shefa from the Olam HaElyon. A bracha basically creates a source of bracha from the Olam HaElyon for the upper world, and from there comes down the bracha to this world by Olam HaZeh, that Olam HaZeh should be gebenched with smichas ha-peiros, that peiros should grow in abundance. When a person is machaser a bracha, it means that he's meinea from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nesina of shefa. And therefore, he is gazling the chesed and the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send to the world. I have more about this in the Sefer Oil Yankiv from the Dubna Magid in Parsha Zekev. So Mela, basically, according to this, one is able to be Moisev, and we're saying as follows. That a person who is not Mevorach, a person does not make a bracha, he is gathering from a Kodesh Baruch Hu the Etzim HaBracha. What does it mean? Because if a person does not make a bracha, there's less shefa in the world. If there's less shefa in the world, it means that there is less oichlim. If there's less oichlim, it means that less people are going to make birchas on a hand into a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it means that they're actually gazling a bracha mamish by not making a bracha on food. If a yid does not make a bracha on food, he therefore is menea shefa of oichlim into the world. And there is less shefa of food in the world, it means by nature that as a consequence less people are going to be able to eat. And therefore there's going to be less brachas being made by people in the world. So that person actually gazled many, many brachas. On the other hand, a person who is mevorech, so now he is goyrim a lot of shefa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should bashpia brocha betachtoinim, and mamela he's being marbe brocha, birchas Hashem b'yoylam, that many, many more people should make brochas to a Kodesh Baruch Hu on this world.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.